Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a vast array of wonderful organic herbal combinations, wonderful nutrients, you name it, proteins, everything is there at Alive and Well. The best prices, the purest, free of the contaminants, and great for your heart, soul, body, mind, you name it. And what else? Alive and Well is there hand in hand, right there, right at the same location in the lovely air conditioning setting, beautiful, with the Broth Cafe. And remember, I know, get repetitive, but it's important to remember, broth is broad spectrum term. The Broth Cafe, organic, phenomenal, whether it is the broth and all the combinations of goodies in there, or whether your choice is vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild fish, or you love organic chicken, organic meat, all those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. Delicious, fabulous, organic. And let us not forget to say that every single day, and we are so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers and all the beautiful organic produce brought into us every single day. It's just phenomenal. And we have a very high concentration juicer, so all of the organic vegetables are... We have many choices of organic food juices that are there, only in glass, no plastic, and all the vegetables that are used in combinations and in salads and with our cooked dishes, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well. We are very grateful for that.
And we've also got water.
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 Say it in, I have a Jewish background.
Wet water.
Can you say it in the Jewish background? Because I was born in Brooklyn, brought up, in Long Island and New York.
And you had water
I had a Jewish accent also from my background and my people and
the
everything.
The accent I know.
It's more Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. I got the accent.
And even our granddaughter, we named Brooklyn.
What about the water?
Vasa. V-A-S-E-R. That's the Jewish word for water. Wasser.
It's a German word for Wasser.
It's a German word for Wasser. Okay.
You're
but it's Wasser. Okay. So tell us about the vortex water.
Vortex means a spinning whirlpool. Vortex is alive and well.
Like the Himalayan mountains, the water pouring down, that used to be our image of that.
Well, a vortex.
Gushing,
is,
wonderful
yeah,
water.
Yeah, but a vortex is a mini, you get a weather pattern, it's a hurricane. You know, it's spinning weather. But what with a vortex machine at Alive and Well, your water is hurricaned into a vortex, a spinning milieu of hydrogen and oxygen. And when you get those things activated again, spinning, alive and well spinning,
yes,
you get alive and well water. You get vital activity, multicellular, microcellular activity within every cell in your body because the water becomes activated and the hydrogen and the oxygen are the major components. So that's what makes up water.
You're telling
the,
me?
The recipe,
why don't you tell Otto Warburg?
The recipe for water is mix some hydrogen and some water and it gets wet.
Okay.
And wet is water.
But now, remember.
When you spin the water, then it really activates all the molecules to be really very well absorbed and utilized, and miraculous intracellular activity within your body responds to the highly active molecules that are found in vortex water.
And remember what they already proved in 1938, and this is Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest degree, the highest award ever in medical.
Yeah.
For the realization, okay, that in a basic and oxygen-rich, high oxygen milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was reinforced by many doctors' reports, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And these two parameters are hugely supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH, The hydrant of Vortex is also maximized too. So this is great, and the Vortex power is what they were talking about. And it goes on about, and it has it get free of all kinds of hormones, free of heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, all of those wonderful things.
That's just what I said.
I know, but Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize. What did you get?
I got here on time.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. And you got full of the great oxygen and everything else. We feel we don't touch any other thing or use any other thing but then the wonderful Vortex power.
So when you bring your glass jug or your whatever jug size you have, whether it's a half gallon, a gallon, or 5 gallons, or 6 or 8 or 10 gallons, fill it up with the Vortex water and you become activated.
You can't believe it. And the taste is so different, too. Mm-hmm. It's so clean and so refreshing. Marvelous. Absolutely wonderful. You know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't ever put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We share wonderful information. We never charge for that. Even in the consultations, we've never charged a cent, never will, in a comfortable area, just sharing information about what doctors, whether holistically minded or not, but they've learned it from clinical trials about what nutrients can do for you, okay? And this week, it was really lovely because this wonderful lady said, I have to tell you this. She says, it's just so thrilling. It's so exciting. I have to share because you and Dennis shared with me the information that changed everything. And she was telling that she had been medically stated as pre-diabetic. And when we gave some information to her about the wonderful things about berberine, which berberine's not a drug. It's the active ingredient of Oregon grape root. It's a plant, organic. She was pre-diabetic, and we also with supporting, she's 100% normal now. No more pre-diabetic, none of that. It's all disappeared, she said. And part of that program too was the wonderful and terrific organically raised, lactose-free whey protein that she incorporated into her eating her foods and everything. She said, not only that, she said, but she had a lot of excess weight, and she said, my excess weight is gone, and just in that time, 17 pounds from around the middle, completely. She says, I feel terrific. And she added, because we heard us talking about Alive and Well's creatine, and it gave her great energy and stability.
Absolutely.
And you might want to say a word or two about the action
of
creatine.
Well, it's amazing. It is amazing. People are aware of this, but they put it aside. They think they're getting plenty of nutrients. But the food supply of a modern America is deficient in nutrients. It's excessive in food coloring and texturizing and pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. It's very high in all the toxic substances in the environment, added to it by the farming industry and the chemical industry. But underneath it all, there's some smattering of nutrition, okay? But the holistic physicians say, and this is old news to you, I'm sure you've heard this many times, eat the unsprayed, eat the minimal amount of poisons, consume clean air and clean water, and take additional nutrients to let your body do what it's designed to do, and that is to put those nutrients from your food into your eyes and your brains and your heart and your muscles and your immune system. If you don't get the optimal amounts, then you become immune compromised. You become mentally slower. You become all kinds of things you don't want to be. But by adding the nutrients to your regimen, and this woman did, wonders can occur. Miracles happen on a cellular level. It makes the weight disappear. It improves your mental performance, your physical abilities. All kinds of wonderful miracles happen when you eat and take the right nutrients.
That's right. And remember that wonderful doctor who was the big famous doctor on TV, always coming and making the commentary continuously when people were thinking about COVID and everything else like that and scared of that. And he made the point, he said, the important point is that you take the right nutrients to help your body fight off all infections of any type, all infections. And he was saying right at the top of his list was N-acetylcysteine. And here's another doctor doing all the reports on that too, Dr. Russell Blaylock. N-acetylcysteine that cleans out the mucus of the lungs and prevents the death of the breathing tissues in the lungs.
The alveoli.
All of that. And he also says vitamin D3, which we're going to be getting into in a minute here. Vitamin D3 is what gives your immune system the strength to fight off all illnesses, and that's and stabilizes auto and prevents autoimmune, all of that type
and
of
how
thing.
Does it do that, honey?
How does it do that?
Yeah,
you tell
it
me.
It creates, as the Dr. Siegel said on television, when he was, and I've mentioned this several times on this radio show, but on, I've seen Dr. Siegel on television many, many times. And he's a drug head doctor. He talks about drugs and drugs and more drugs and more drugs. This time, however, he was in, being interviewed in the COVID debacle, and he said, listen, listen, we are created with an innate immune
That's right.
function.
That's right.
Fortify what you have.
And he kept hitting that ever almost continuously after that.
That's
all
right.
the time. And one of the main things that he said...
But let me just... When you take the chemicals, the anti... all the chemicals and the miracle drugs, which relieve the symptoms of an infection, the symptoms of a condition, the negative symptoms, but they don't create new life.
No, they don't, and have many side effects.
Cellular life is created by nutrients.
That's right.
And the nutrients enhance your innate ability to defend yourself or create energy or create mental capabilities or create anything that you want to create in your life are created by nutrients, not by drugs.
No, and another saying, Dr. Blaylock is saying exactly what Dr. Siegel said and that we have said. You know, they're in thinking of and they're talking about what's in nature, not a drug. And this is what they're talking about, and just what Siegel said. Quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin, is a natural flavonoid antioxidant. It not only promotes heart health, but stimulates a healthy, not negative, inflammatory response. Medical clinical research has shown that quercetin also helps support healthy brain function. According to the Linus Pauling Institute, vitamin C is the first line of critical antioxidant. It not only provides inflammatory balance, but promotes heart health, overall body health, and in recent medical research, Brownstein is saying, published in the journals of gerontology, that's medical journals, found a startling link between vitamin C intake and cognitive, that's brain function, later in life. Unlike most mammals, humans are unable to make vitamin C internally. You must obtain an adequate amount by diet and supplementation. But they were talking about the nutrients, even the combination that's in nature of quercetin, that anti-inflammatory, and also they go on to say even that bromelain is a powerful one that's also present in nature, and we have that combination at Alive and Well.
Well, it all comes in one product.
Yes, it does.
Okay, it's the quercetin, which you just described a little bit.
And I forgot to say here, bromelain is a plant enzyme, as the doctor said, derived from the stems of the pineapple plant that modulates inflammation in the body, supports normal blood flow and joint function, and is anti-inflammatory.
And it digests. Bromelain is a digestive aid as
That's
well,
right. mm-hmm.
in that it digests and helps to absorb all the nutrients, okay? So the quercetin with the bromelain and the vitamin C comes in one capsule, and it's put out by Solgar. It's a phenomenal product. And using that product and adding D3 and zinc, Dr. Siegel says you create killer cells.
It's Solaray. Solaray.
What did I say?
Solgar. Okay.
Did I say Solgar?
You did.
Well, they both begin with an S.
Okay.
So Solgar, Solaray. Solaray puts out the product, and we've had that product for many, many years.
Yes.
But combining it with the D3 and zinc, and your body creates killer cells. And those killer cells kill everything in the world that's trying to kill you.
But promotes
it kills the
good
virus,
health.
Viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the negatives in the world. The natural killer cell immune function of your own body knocks them out first. and you have exuberant good health. No need for all, as holistic physicians say, no need for all of the what? All the drugs which are supposed to protect you but cause wear and tear and destruction.
Yes, and you know, this is big news, but before I get into that, there's another news that came out, and this is what Dr. Mercola is reporting it, because this just came out. The everyday pills that are harming your gut. The everyday pills that are harming your gut. And Mercola reporting, he reports medical study, just came out. New medical study shows that common medications, including antibiotics, antidepressants, and heart drugs, have lasting effects on gut health.
Negative effects.
Researchers found that many of these drugs alter the gut microbiome. That's the community of bacteria, they say, that supports digestion, immunity, and metabolism. Published in the ASM journal, the medical journals, this large population study analyzed the stool, that's the, you know, stool samples, S-T-O-O-L samples, and prescription data from more than 2,500 adults. 90% of the 186 drugs tested were linked to negative and measurable changes in gut bacteria. The biggest disruptions came from antibiotics, acid-reducing medications.
Boy.
You know, the acid, you know.
I know that.
Antidepressants and cardiovascular drugs.
All the major drugs.
That's right. These shifts built up over time and in many, many cases persisted years after people stopped taking these medications. Experts say that the findings highlight how sensitive your gut microbiome is and how pharmaceutical drugs play a bigger role in shaping it than previously thought. Since gut balance affects everything from mood to metabolism, researchers say it's critical to understand these long-term effects. The recommended future studies on how to protect gut health, especially for people who take multiple prescriptions. Can you talk about one of the main things you always stress about the right type of digestion and taking the Ultra Silver rather than that type of thing?
Well, if you have an infection of any kind, whether it's a dental infection, whether it's an eye infection, a skin infection, whatever it might be, by using internally or externally the true 100% colloidal silver. Silver is antiviral, antibacterial, anti-yeast, antifungal, all the negatives. Again, silver is a positive influence in creating better health, better health creation, better immune function than any drug in the world, as far as holistic physicians are concerned.
It saved my life, remember? An antibiotic that was widely prescribed, and later was a class action lawsuit of hundreds of thousands of people against azithromycin, the Z-Pack, was once given to me because I was performing and I lost my voice. I took that for 1 week and then got violent diarrhea, which I'd never had, and came to the point of losing my life. I was down to 85 pounds, and they said, you have Crohn's disease so advanced, we have to take out your colon and you'll be living on a, you know, whatever. And then what Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, okay, who is a very famous doctor, said, you have on that shelf in Alive and Well what I use in my clinic to get rid of all infections and to heal everything up and to stop that, get rid of the bad bugs that those antibiotics, you know, have created in you and the destruction. And then after 1 week of the time of taking the Ultra Silver, the way he said to do it, all of my violent diarrhea stopped. I could go back to eating. My Crohn's disease disappeared, and I've been fine for years ever since.
Hallelujah, baby.
I know. It's really amazing, isn't it?
Thank you, Dr. Wright.
Right. And talk about the super digestizyme. A perfect digestion makes, because if you can't do the perfect digestion, then putrefactive bacteria build up in the gut and then can give you all kinds of infections.
Well, digestion is the first stage of assimilating the nutrients. And if you're not digesting well, the beneficial bacteria of your colon can't function as well. When we're young, we produce digestive enzymes. as we get older, like every other function in our body, the efficiency of our bodily functions diminishes. Why? We don't make the hormones we made when we were younger. We don't make so many different functions of our body are created within our own anatomy as we're young. As we get older, we don't have those anymore. And one of the prime examples is the ability to digest food. Huh? You mean I'm 80 years old, I can't digest food? Well, you can't digest food like you did when you were 6. You can't digest food like you did when you were 18 or 28 or 38 or 48. But by 58, all holistic physicians point out that your digestive enzyme functions have efficiency has diminished because you don't make the enzymes at 58 that you made at 28 or 18. You don't make the digestive capability factors that turn your food into nutrients to feed your brain and your eyes and your heart and your system. So what happens? You get a little bit of heartburn, you get indigestion, you get gassy, you get farty, you get burpy, you get burning. All the negative things of a decent meal turn to frustration after the food. Well, as holistic physicians say, take the digestive enzyme. That prepares the food for proper absorption, and that also prepares the food for proper assimilation. It also prepares the food for the proper bacterial function of your intestines and your colon. So it's all one big happy family of digestion, assimilation.
And the super digestizyme, which has the betaine hydrochloric and all the enzymes and bile acids that help to break down all the foods.
That's exactly right. The super digestizyme is just what the name implies. It digests your food like you did when you were much younger.
Yes.
Whatever the age you want to choose, whenever you did not have the heartburn, did not have the gassy, burning, farting, did not have the discomfort, did not have all the negative effects of having a decent meal. The digestive enzymes restore the functions you had years earlier, and you digest your food with no gassy farty, no burpy, no burning in your throat. I mentioned this several times, but let me say it one more time. When you get heartburn, when you get indigestion, you get bloated and gassy and discomfort, doctors say you've got too much acid.
Wrong.
Well, they're partly right because you've got too much acid in your throat, too much acid that's not digesting the food. And the reason is because the procedure for swallowing food and digesting food goes, the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. And when you get the impulse to swallow, that esophagus opens up into a little sphincter valve on the bottom of the esophagus, opens up and lets the food into the stomach. And some of the stomach contents, the acids in the stomach, come up and touch that little sphincter muscle, and that stimulates the muscle to squeeze tightly closed and will not let the acid come up your throat and give you heartburn and throat cancer. But as you get into your 50s and a little older, then that acid isn't as strong production in your stomach as it was when you were 18 or 6. And so it doesn't stimulate the sphincter to close tightly, and the acids then matriculate back up your throat and give you all kinds of problems. But by taking the enzymes and all the antacids stop that function and stop the acid coming up, neutralize the acid in your throat, but they also stop the function of digestion in your stomach.
That's right. He's not talking about the super digestion. He's talking about the antacids that people get prescribed or take over the counter.
Super digestizyme stimulates the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of the esophagus, and it closes tightly, and the acids and the contents of your stomach don't come up to your throat.
That's right. You get the digestion with no side effects.
No side effects.
Perfect.
You're digesting food like you did when you were 6, when you were 12, when you were 18, or when you were 48.
Okay.
But by 58, most people have some kind of digestive inability, and that creates the problems.
Okay.
But the super digestizyme restores the normal function of what it was when you were much younger.
Okay, I have a bit of important information that you need to listen to, Dad.
I listen to you 24 hours a day.
I know that, but you're going to have to bend your ear to this one, okay?
I don't get any sleep. I'm listening to you.
Do you remember... and with Satchmo and all the other wonderful entertainers at the beginning, the jitterbug, I don't remember where it started, but I know it started very in the 20s or even before that. The word jitterbug, the dancing like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jitterbug.
Yeah.
Okay. Jitterbug was one a concept of the original, getting out there, listening to the music, this great music, dressing up and jittering and dancing all over the place. Jitterbug was one of the words for original dance. Well, I think Fred Pescatore, he didn't speak to me personally. Fred Pescatore, MD, didn't speak to me personally, but I think he put this message together for you.
Really?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Pescatore, because he...
This is a personal message to me?
I think it really is, dear.
Whoa.
And when you see what the message is, you're going to realize that it was definitely a personal message. Right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
He's agreeing. Now, here's what Dr. Pescatore is saying. You may notice yourself feeling more sluggish, moody, and out of sorts.
That's not me.
The real culprit may be something you never considered. Now let's listen to Dr. Pescatore, okay? The slow age-related decline of your jitterbug hormone, the decline of your jitterbug quiet, okay?
Did I say something?
This powerhouse chemical keeps your sex drive alive, your mind sharp, your mood steady, and your muscles strong, but your body's production of it peaks in your early 20s. By the time you reach 70, you only have 10% of what you had in your prime. No wonder your spark feels faded. But here's the exciting news, says the doctor. By replenishing your jitterbug hormone, you can feel sharper, stronger, sexier, more alive, and dance greater than you have in years. In fact, exciting new medical research shows it boosts everything, desire and positive. 40%, you don't even need a prescription from your doctor. And what he's saying is the jitterbug hormone. Can you read what it is? So obviously, the jitterbug hormone.
Okay.
When, read what he says, because I think that we need to make sure you take enough of that. Maybe you'll be dancing around the whole hall.
Okay? Dihydro. No, I can't see it.
Okay. What he's talking about is DHEA.
Oh, dihydroandrogenesterone.
The jitterbug hormone, okay. The busiest hormone in your body, a powerhouse nutrient that keeps you feeling young, energetic, and on the move, dancing, both in and out of the everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? So can you still read
that? Well, if that's the point, if that's what's getting at the dancing part of it.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Doc.
Dance, guy, dance?
Well,
should I'm
sorry.
Sing a song?
The doctor, he's right on for sure, but I never had enough of that to make my feet do what the hormone's supposed
Wrong.
To make me do.
He says your adrenal glands produce most of your DHEA. It's a vital building block, including estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. Okay, and it does all these wonderful things. Your levels start dropping by age 30. You plummet by age 70 as much as 80-90%, okay? So there T's talking about how important for everything. Romantic spark, sexual drive, and dancing around the room to DHEA, the jitterbug hormone.
All right, baby.
So I would say, come and get that alive and well. We got it.
We do indeed got it. And I use it every day. But
use it every day?
DHEA.
It hasn't traveled to your feet in all this time?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, I think you better call him then and tell him, Doctor, I need more than DHEA.
And Gene Kelly could never help me. I try to follow Gene's advice, and that's to dance, baby, dance.
Yeah, or singing in the rain. You can sing in the rain. I know you've done that, but you got to dance in the rain, too.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dance in the rain and the sun and all things. Okay. Well, now we're getting into something very serious but very important. And Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, this just came out. And this is a report, complete report. And this is the title of the article. And this is what he says. Big Pharma, that's the pharmaceutical drug industry, Big Pharma is paying doctors to prescribe drugs for multiple sclerosis. An analysis...
Say that again.
Big Pharma, pharmaceutical drugs, is paying doctors to prescribe drugs for multiple sclerosis. And here he goes on. The analysis of all of these studies showed that 78.5% of neurologists, that's nerve specialist medical doctors, received payments from pharmaceutical companies, with doctors receiving more money prescribing more multiple sclerosis, MS drugs, from those companies.
And that's nearly 80%, okay?
That's right.
So 78.1% right. It's pretty close to 80% of all the doctors are receiving payments from the drug manufacturers
to prescribe
the drugs for whatever the condition might be.
Payment amounts create dose-dependent effects. Okay? While $50 Now let me finish the rest of the sentence. Payment amounts create dose-dependent effects.
Right. Now, what does that mean?
Then they're going to explain it. Even $50 payments.
What does that mean? The larger the amount of money they give you, they give the doctors, the more the doctors prescribe more drugs.
That's what they say. So they slightly influence prescribing patterns, but $5,000 payments more than double the likelihood of favoring the specific company drugs.
That's right.
That's what they're saying. Non-consulting fees, like speakership appearances, accounted for 2/3 of total payments, creating ongoing relationships and brand familiarity among physicians. And they're telling here that vitamin D3 supplementation, says Mercola, can help manage MS. Okay?
Multiple sclerosis.
That's right.
How many doctors recommend vitamin D3?
None.
For multiple
just
sclerosis?
About.
There's no payoff.
No. For best results, also, he says, minimize the vegetable oil intake and maintain high levels of vitamin D3.
Because the vegetable oils create inflammation.
That's exactly.
Inflammation is the creator of, from any biochemist or medical authority will give you, a research scientist will tell you this, all, capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease, ill health scenarios develop from chronic inflammation.
That's right. And he says here, optimizing gut microbiota, which is just what we were talking about, the good gut, and getting rid of the processed foods supports MS management without, says the doctor, pharmaceutical intervention. Just what we were talking about, optimizing the good microbiome.
And say that again, it's very important.
Optimizing, that means doing the best to make it higher. Gut microbiota, that's the microbiome.
Yes.
And minimizing and eliminating processed foods also supports MS management without, says the doctor, pharmaceutical intervention.
That's amazing
statement. And multiple sclerosis, he says, is an autoimmune disease wherein the protective sheath, that's the covering surrounding your nerves, is attacked. When the flare-ups occur, numbness, tingling, weakness, vision problems, fatigue, and balance issues appear.
Because the inflammation is destroying that protective covering.
That's right. And, you know, and he goes on that, and I'll give it to you in a minute, drugs are often the first line of treatment medically for treating MS. And these include interferon, beta medicines, teriflunomide, fogalinic, corticosteroids, and steroids. While prescribing pharmaceuticals is the norm nowadays, investigations show that Big Pharma is paying the doctors to prescribe these MS-specific drugs, causing natural treatments to fall on the wayside.
Yep.
Can you read this print here, dear?
Okay. Multiple sclerosis drug prescribers are being paid and prescribed. In a study published by the American Journal the British Medical Journal, Open, researchers linked Medicare Part D prescribing data with the Centers for Medicare and Medical Services Open Payments database to examine how many flowing from drug companies to neurologists lined up with prescribing multiple sclerosis drugs. The examples were covered 7,401 neurologists who had written prescriptions for multiple sclerosis drugs in a given year, adding up to over 3.1 million prescriptions.
Did you hear that? over 3.1 million prescriptions.
In 4 years, from 2015 to 2019.
Unbelievable.
Big Pharma bribed doctors.
And this is medical stuff. We're not making it up. This is what he's saying from the Google.
I'm reading what he wrote.
I just want people to know
those
that.
I'll say it one more time. He wrote, Big Pharma bribed doctors. The analysis showed that 5,809 doctors, 78.5% of the study population, received at least one payment from a drug company during the five-year study window, adding up to $163.6 million in total payments.
Unbelievable.
Money influences prescriptions. When the researchers analyzed the prescription volume, they found a consistent link. Doctors who received any kind of payment wrote more prescriptions overall than those who did not. The steepest rises were seen among those who received consulting fees, speaking honoraria, or travel and lodging covered by the drug makers, signaling a more formal relationship with the pharmaceutical industry. I've been familiar with that situation for many years. Years ago, folks, a woman came into the store at Alive and Well, and she was ecstatic. She was just high. She was so joyful, so full of joy and life and wonder. And I said, it's infectious. It's so seldom we see somebody who has a health challenge in this state of mind or emotion. She says, oh, my husband and I just had the most wonderful week. It was just unbelievable. She says, we had a free flight to Las Vegas. We had free hotel rooms. We had free food. We had everything in the hotel menu was available to us. Whatever the desire we had was fulfilled free of charge. I said, my gosh, how did you get something like that? She says, well, my husband is a doctor, and he was the keynote speaker at a medical convention. And because he prescribed more of this company's drug than anybody else in Hawaii, all the four islands in Hawaii. And so we got this as a reward for his hard work in prescribing all these drugs for the leading drug prescriber in all of Hawaii. I said, and that was what got you the freebies? She says, yes. Everything was just free. It was wonderful. He was the keynote speaker. He gave the keynote address at the convention, and everybody was extolling his medical authority and his medical professionalism. And we had all this. Everything was paid for, bought and paid for.
Yes, and
by what?
Right.
Because he prescribed more of the drug.
That's right.
A perfect example of what this article talks about.
And it goes on. I mean, it goes on. I'm trying to give you some of it, but again, doctor-to-doctor reporting that the average, the breakdown of payment types, non-consulting fees, speaker engagements, educational presentations, two-thirds of the money distributed. An average thing that was given was $54,000 per recipient to the doctors.
That was the average.
Yes, that's the average.
Can you imagine what this guy got?
And he says, this is an important detail because it shows that the voices leading medical conferences that eventually shape peer opinions are financially linked to the companies whose drugs are being featured. And he goes on, and then he says also here a very important point, says the doctor. For anyone deciding between MS drugs, the findings here will help you become a more discerning patient, ultimately making you take control of your health. We used to say that, take back your health.
That's right.
If your neurologist recommends a particular brand, it'd be wise to ask whether they have financial ties to the company making that drug. Remember, it's not about distrust, says the doctor. It's about making sure your decision is grounded in what is best for your health, not simply what is most familiar to your doctor because of the industry influence. okay? And he just says these payments have been going on for years. Another medical study published in the medical journal Neurology analyzed the CMS open payments database to examine how neurologists receive money or other transfers or value from drug and device manufacturers. The goal of the researchers was to measure not how many neurologists were involved, but how much was paid. It goes on. They investigated 13,479 neurologists practicing in the U.S. and found that 51%, at least 51% received at least one non-research payment that year with a total of $6.2 million distributed. They go on to sum it up.
And they want you to believe that when you go to a doctor, you're getting medical science, the best medical science you can possibly get.
That's right.
Well,
and
what you're getting is the best medical payoff.
Yes, that's
not
what he says.
The science.
Research payments were also captured. These totaled $2,921,611 across 412 neurologists, and MS specialists received the largest share. And he was talking about $285,537 per specialist. Good grief. Research dollars show this area is a major focus of company-funded clinical research. And then the doctor says, Dr. Mercola, MD, I've shared with you before how vitamin D3 deficiency increases your risk of developing MS. In fact, he says, this valuable nutrient has significant roles in maintaining optimal health, including managing blood sugar levels, improving insulin resistance. Thus, boosting it is a sensible way to boost your overall well-being. And if you've been eating a diet high in vegetable oils, he said, implement a dietary change first. Seed oils are loaded with linoleic acid and omega-6 polyunsaturated fat. Goes on, and this creates toxic byproducts that inflame tissues and damage cell structures.
Inflammation.
That's right. What puts out
the fire? What puts out all the destruction? Anti-inflammatory nutrients.
And he says that, babe, balance the vitamin D3 and use other nutrients also. And he's saying right here, vitamin K2 works wonderfully. He says it right here. Very important, the right form of calcium and magnesium, high absorption, okay? Analyze your gut health. Optimizing your gut health, the super digest design, also helps with MS without having to resort to drugs. The K2 is a big thing. Want to talk about that?
Well, K2, vitamin D3.
That's what he just
K2.
Says.
Vitamin K2 is the unsung hero of taking vitamin D3. When you have vitamin D3, it helps with absorbing the nutrients and vitamin and from your guts to your bloodstream. And when you take the K2, say holistic physicians, and Dr. Mercola is one who says this all the time, vitamin K2 helps the absorption of the nutrient, the calcium. Vitamin D3 helps to absorb the nutrients from the guts, and vitamin K2 then does the heavy lifting as far as building bone and immune system function. Vitamin K2 puts vitamin D3 the most efficiently to work within the cells of your body. Vitamin D3 is very important for your immune system, but vitamin K2 is what brings it to fruition with its efforts to get the vitamin D3 into all the cells and to properly metabolize the D3 to perform the benefits that it does perform.
Right, and it's amazing, isn't it? And you know, and there are nutrients even proven that in Europe, one of the main nutrients that is used to regenerate the nervous system and the heart and the brain is acetyl-L-carnitine. Regenerates the nervous system, prevents the destruction of the nervous system throughout the body. Alpha-lipoic acid is a support one, too, in that player, too. And other great thing, taurine has well been said. It's what athletes use. It says it plays a major role in stabilizing the heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerves. And the right form of magnesium is a tremendous in that too.
Magnesium taurinate.
That's right.
It's very important. Magnesium magnesium oxide is very bowel emptying function. So try to stay away from magnesium oxide. But that's magnesium taurinate and magnesium glycinate are remarkable in helping to put the nutrients into the cells for proper metabolism without the negative side effects.
Right. And, you know, you have to applaud the doctors who have committed themselves to report about what is medically true and have just reported it. And again, Dr. Mercola reporting about the medical trials and everything that and giving the truth to the people so that they can make intelligent decisions. And here he's reporting, this just came out also, this common heart attack drug does not help most heart attack patients. Just came out. For decades, beta blockers, blood pressure drugs, have been prescribed after heart attacks to protect the heart, they say, and lower the chance of another episode. But a new international trial data shows this longstanding practice does not help most patients and even adds risks for women. Medical researchers followed nearly 10,000 heart attack patients with normal heart function. They compared those who took beta blockers to those who did not. After several years, both groups had nearly the same rates of death, repeat heart attacks, and hospitalization for heart failure. In women with preserved heart function, the drug was tied to many more complications, including higher hospitalization and higher death rates with the drug. Experts say the results could reshape treatment guidelines worldwide. Since most modern heart attack patients fall into the milder category studied, beta blockers are not the one-size-fits-all solution that's been they've been considered. Dr. Mercola says doctors now should rethink prescribing them routinely after heart attacks.
And the same goes with statin drugs.
That's right.
Statin drugs are given as an anti-cholesterol drug. To do what? To lower the cholesterol, which the doctors say and the medical pharmaceutical industry says that the cholesterol is the major, major contributor to heart attacks. Well, folks, the holistic physicians, as you may gather from listening to our show for any length of time, say just the opposite. By using the statin drugs, it does lower cholesterol. Does it lower the rate of death from heart disease? That's a heavier question, isn't it? Because what they found is by using statin drugs for 5 years, it can actually extend your life 2 days. 2 days. But in the meantime, your brain goes, gone by.
Black box warning causes cognitive decline. And what's the other one it does? It's called diabetes.
Oh, absolutely.
It shoots up the sugar. How many, especially as you get into a little more older years, even if you've not been diabetic, you get into that and they are prescribed that and suddenly they've got high rates of blood sugar going through the roof. Well, and guess what else they have? Since those statin drugs destroy your body's ability to make CoQ10, which is essential for your heart. Heart is a muscle. It produces, and the cardio-Q10 produces adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy for your heart and all the muscles of your body. Since the statin drugs prevent that, the heart breaks down, you get edema in the legs and everything, and you get all the muscle breakdown throughout the body.
Sarcopenia.
Nice to do, right.
Sarcopenia. Okay.
Yeah, thank
That's
you for
destruction of muscle, and the
all,
heart
everywhere.
Is a muscle.
That's right.
Okay. And the brain is a muscle, and your arms and your legs and every other function in your body, the strength diminishes dramatically, but all heart patients are put on those drugs. And still 800,000 people a year die of heart disease with the drugs. What is going on? Well, perhaps the article we read earlier about paying off doctors to use higher drug dosages is a factor. But primarily what holistic physicians say is use the nutrients.
Right.
The acetyl L-carnitine,
leader in Europe.
cardio coenzyme Q10, the brain power, the alpha lipoic acid.
Yes.
All of these nutrients build new mitochondria, new muscle strength, new rejuvenation of every cell in your brain and your body.
That's right. And you want to rejuvenate your heart and soul and mind and strength. Come to Alive and Well. We are the Fanatic Organics, and we are there for you. And remember too, we have a lot of important information for you. You can always set up a time with the 877-4950. There's never a charge. With Dennis or with Mona, whichever you prefer, there's never a charge. But call and set up a time for any one of our services. You can have all your food ready. You can have parties and everything else. You can have mailing things done wherever you are on the mainland, 877-4950. All those services are there for you. And remember, we're going to be talking more about this next time, that what's being printed up, that we need to keep vaccinations optional, an informed consent ordinance, you know?
And if you'd like more information, stop by Alive and Well and pick up a little pamphlet telling you how you can use the recommended drugs minimally to help to build your health.
That's right, and take the right nutrients, and you can still make a choice about your health rather than being mandated.
That's
rather
right.
Than being mandated.
Hawaii has a mandate that you must take all the
It should be voluntary with no penalties or incentives, informed consent, and all of those other things, okay? All right? And we'll give you more information. You come in to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you 1,000%.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks just one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.